Holiday Brass is taking place with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church. Several musicians here. The executive director, Margot Marlott, is here. Hello.
Hi, John.
Happy holidays. Jason Aubon.
Pleasure to meet you.
Good to see you. And Anthony Hegarty. Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun. I know this time of year we think about brass quintets, and I don't know if that's the Salvation Army's fault or Handel's fault. Who's to blame for this?
Canadian brass, I think.
Yeah.
We're really lucky to have some great brass players, and over the years I've used some different people, so it's always fun. And we try to bring in a kind of different crowd for the Chamber Music Society, although quintets are definitely in the chamber music family.
Yeah, and it's sort of fun to have from folks right here in the area coming in to do that. It still takes rehearsal. I imagine you guys have to look at some charts. What are we going to hear Tuesday night?
Well, I don't want to give it all away. There'll be a few new arrangements done by myself for the ensemble, a little Nutcracker Suite from Tchaikovsky, and a little bit of the Pen of John Williams as well.
That's Jason Aubon, who is playing French horn with a group. And something new this year that you guys are having, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about a special event with this.
Very special. I'm really pleased. There's a young rising group, jazz group, called Sonic Wallpaper, which I think is pretty cool name. I don't know anything about that. You'll have to ask Anthony. But all the young men in this group, I might get it wrong, but I'll let Anthony describe it. But actually, one of our current board members, his son, Andrew Fiorini, is a student at Ball State. But all the guys in this jazz group grew up here. And it's not unusual for me to feature young performers. In fact, I try about every other year, I try to feature a young group, you know, kids who are in college or, young people who are in college or just out of college pursuing music either as a passion or they're actually in music school. So, and that is a mix of what this group is. So we're really excited to have them play a little preview at 6:45. So they'll be playing as people are arriving. And of course, I hope people will come in time to hear them at 6:45. And then they'll also play after the quintet during our reception, which will be really sweet.
It's Holiday Brass coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about Sonic Wallpaper. How long have you guys been together, and what are you looking forward to on Tuesday night?
Well, thank you. First of all, we are all past students from Jefferson High School, which I think is a pretty cool thing. We all grew up together and went to school together, so it was really nice, and we're all products of the jazz program there. A few of us are studying at Purdue University, some at Ball State, and I think one of us goes to Butler. So it's a very cool mix of people who are getting music degrees and people who are also getting degrees in the sciences and other fields. So it's a nice representation. I think we're playing a few jazz charts, so just like typical jazz arrangements, but we're also playing some really cool arrangements of like typical holiday tunes, which some of those were done by our trombone player Seamus Daughtry and Andrew Fiorini, our trumpet player. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
Oh, awesome. We're looking forward to it. It's Sonic Wallpaper that are doing a preview set at 6:45 for Holiday Brass, and then they'll be playing afterwards. There's a reception for the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Of course, there's more information on our website, wbaa.org, and at tippecanoechambermusic.org. Margo, it's got to be nice to not only have folks come to the concert, but of course, this time of year, we know that ticket sales don't pay the bills at Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society.
Well, no, that's true. We're very pleased to have a lead sponsor, Westminster Village, West Lafayette. They support us at a generous level. And our concert sponsor is a new sponsor this year. We're really pleased to welcome Mulberry Health. And businesses also provide us income through their program ads. And of course, our patrons give generously by donating to the Chamber Music Society. Yeah, we're super, super fortunate to have a supportive base.
Yeah, we know here at WBAA that, you know, it's not just, donations, are a major part. So this time of year, it's always nice to remember that.
Well, and WBAA is one of our sponsors as well. So thank you.
Well, your audience is our audience, and we're tickled about it. It's coming up, Holiday Brass. Jason, it's got to be fun to play chamber music and, you know, to be on this series.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a joy making music with some fellow fantastic brass players. And like Margo said, you know, they're all pretty much Lafayette natives. So it's kind of cool to have that community involved in music making in our community.
I guess I'd end, Anthony, I'll put you on the hot seat here. What would you say to friends and family and someone that has maybe never heard a jazz group or maybe a brass quintet? What would you say to them to, you know, come to a concert and come hear you guys on Tuesday night?
Well, I think this type of music, jazz and brass music and just holiday music in general, it's really important to just American tradition and American culture. Like jazz is a purely American thing, and same with a lot of brass groups, you know, it's like deeply rooted in American history. So that's one reason. And also another reason is just to have something fun to do during the holiday season.
Margo, where can folks find tickets for Tuesday night?
Well, the Chamber Music Society has joined the 21st century. You can buy tickets online at tippecanoechambermusic.org. We sell tickets at the door on concert night, so we always have seats available. And you can also go into Vaughn's, one of our longtime supporters. Vaughn's sells tickets in their records department. So we think our ticket is good value, and college students are only a $5 ticket. And students K through 12 get in for free, have gotten in for free for years now. So take advantage, families.
Yeah, absolutely. Margo Marlatt, Jason Osborne, and Anthony Haggerty, thank you guys for coming in today. Margo, I hope you'll come back. I know a family affair's coming up in February, and that happens just oh so quickly.
It's true. February 3rd, Sunday afternoon at 4. We're going to feature the Alfred Abel contingent, his wife Colette, a viola player, and his two children. Benjamin is a violinist, and his daughter Clara is a cellist, and they're going to play for us. We're going to do a mix of string quartets and also some small Baroque concerti.
How fun. Well, guys, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John. Pleasure. John.